Gin per Zain Mishnah Tes. Im loy basmi kan ad shnei masa chodesh, kisfu utnu get liishti. If he tells somebody that if he doesn't come back from now until the next 12 months, he should write and then give a get to his wife. Kasfu get betoch shnei masa chodesh. But instead of writing it after the 12 months, like he directed, the person, the shliach, writes it within the 12 months. V'nasnu la'achar shnei masa chodesh. And then he gives it, like he said, after the 12 months. But the ikar thing is that he didn't write it within. Eino get. It's not a good get. Kisvu utnu get le'ishti, im loy basim ikan ad shnei masa chodesh. But if he says like this, he tells him to write and give the get to his wife, if he doesn't come back from now until 12 months. Kasu besach shnei masa chodesh, v'nosnu la'achar shnei masa chodesh. And the same thing here. If he writes it within the 12 months, and gives it after the 12 months, also it's not a get. This seems to be the exact same case, because in both cases, he's asking to write and give the get to his wife after the 12 months, if he doesn't come back. The difference is, though, is that here, if you look at his words, he says kisvu utnu before he talks about the zman. So I might think that really he only cares about giving it after the zman. Because maybe he only said it in the sequence because he was really had kavana that the writing should be before. That's why he said it there. But really, he really only cared that the nesina would be later. Since kisvu was written first, I may think, we're going to soon see that this is how Rabbi Yossi reads this, is that there's a comma here, like, kisvu, write the get now, utnu get le'ishti, im lo basim ikan ad shnei masa chodesh, and then give a get if I don't come back for the next 12 months, meaning give it later, but write it right now, like kisvu's comma right now, and then the rest of the statement. But kamash malim, we don't say this. So Mishnah tells us that this too is the same din, that both the writing and the giving of the get had to have been after the 12 months, and if the shlich deviated from it, and he wrote it before the 12 months, it's not a good get. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kozeh get. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this is a good get. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, since he mentioned writing before he mentioned the time he was talking about, the Lashon's Mashmos is write it now and then give it if I don't come back for the next 12 months. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's almost like a comma, which is kisvu, comma, meaning write it now, utnu get l'ishti im lo bas mikan ad shnei masa chodesh. And give the get if I don't come back within the next 12 months. That's how Rabbi Yossi learns. As the Gemara explains. And the Mishnah ends, kosvu la'achar shnei masa chodesh. If he tells him to write it after 12 months, v'nosnu la'achar shnei masa chodesh, and he gives it after 12 months, exactly like he said, v'meis, and then the husband dies, so it depends. Im get kodem l'misa, if the get was given before he died, but in this case, the 12 months passed, harei ze get, so it's a good get. But if he died before the get was given over, ain't no get. It's not a good get. Because the get wasn't actually given over. And until the get's given over, the gerushin is not chal. And the gerushin can't be chal after misa. And if we don't know what happened first, whether the giving of the get or he died, what happened first, zuhi shamu megureshes vein megureshes. This is what the Chum are talking about when they say megureshes vein megureshes, meaning it's a suffix megureshes.